So we're driving down the street, busy street, busy neighborhood. People got the windows open because it's a beautiful spring day, Samantha, because what month are we in?
April.
Right, April. And what do I see as I just look out the window of my car? Somebody's got this big ass white Christmas tree still decorated in their front window. What the hell is that about?
I love the spirit.
No, the spirit is that's fake spirit now. That's
no,
lazy.
It's not.
Yes, it is. That's lazy spirit. Get your tree down.
Oh,
it's time to get the tree down and find something else to replace that spirit with. Spirit comes within, from within. Right?
You're, I think deep down, you're a bit of a Grinch. Hey?
I'm not a bit of a Grinch, but I don't know if I need to see a white decorated Christmas tree up in April. It's almost summer.
No, it's not.
It's closer.
We are one big toe into spring. One, just one toe. We don't even have a full foot yet. There's no, like, there's nothing happening.
Yeah, well, that might be the case, right? But we're a whole lot closer to summer than we are the birth of Jesus. Right? Wrong holiday, wrong season, wrong holiday.
Wrong holiday.
Why is it in your window?
I'm surprised you didn't stop and go, excuse me.
If I was driving, I would have honked and been like, what the hell? Right? Like, I get it. Some people put them in different rooms because they don't want to take them down.
Right?
But it's in the middle of your TV room. It's weird. It's weird.
It's because you can't explain it. That's why you think it's weird.
It's weird, right? Yeah, for sure, right? If I can't explain something, I automatically think it's weird, right?
And there is how she decides life.
Right. Just like that. So tree in the window in April, no explanation. Weird.
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 Welcome to another episode of I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam.
Hello, friends of the podcast.
Hello, everybody.
Samantha. Right?
Oh, Lisa, you lying sack of shit.
What do you mean, lying sack of shit? What do you mean, lying sack of shit?
I look at you and I think, lying sack of shit.
About what?
I don't know.
Not about my cold. My cold is legit.
No, your cold is totally legit.
I had it and, for a week.
You've infested your husband, so that's
exciting. Totally, right? Yeah, totally. Okay, but listen, what did I do this morning? What did I send you first thing this morning?
Oh my God, you're so excited. You had bare ankles.
Bare ankles. I said, fuck boots, back to ankles. That's it. That's the new mantra. Fuck boots, back to ankles.
Fuck boots, back to
right?
ankles.
Right? Okay. And I'm going to tell you, Samantha, It felt so good. It felt like I would envision running down the street with no bra on would feel. Right? I don't know what that would ever feel like, right? Because I would never, ever do that. But, you know, people talk about it, right? And they
you
say it's exhilarating.
Everything, yourself.
Everything. And those around me, right? Right?
It would not be good.
Right. It would not be. It would, let alone it would be not very pretty either.
Oh, my God. Right?
So I would never, ever do that. But that's what I feel. I think it would be exhilarating.
You felt free is basically what you're saying.
Free, right? No sock up to my mid-calf.
Your hoo-ha.
No boot. No nothing, right? Just there I was in my shoes and my bare feet.
Dear Lord.
You're not there yet?
I am not.
Really? I think if you did it, you'd be there.
Okay.
Yeah. Are you thinking about trying?
I need the weather to stabilize first.
What do you mean stabilize? It's like 18 today. What do you need?
No, it did not feel like 18 today.
Well, it was 18. It said so.
It was not.
Did you check your phone? Did you check your phone? Did you check the weather on your phone? Because that's where you get your weather from.
Yeah, because the phones don't lie, right?
Phones don't lie. TikTok don't lie. Twitter don't lie. Facebook don't lie. Right. Instagram don't lie. Phone don't lie, right?
I went outside and it didn't feel like 18. So.
That lies. That's a lie. That's a lie. That's just a lie.
Oh my God.
Right?
Pretty soon you're going to be telling me, I'm sitting outside on my lawn and I'm tanning.
I'm tanning.
Oh God, help us.
Right? I'm tanning. Getting my pasty whiteness.
Oh.
Chocolate brown. That's what I felt today. Right. And it was funny, hey, because I had an extra spring in my step and everything.
Oh God.
Right? Because I was wearing, I didn't even wear a sweater. I wore like a spring shirt. I put on a spring shirt from last year.
Oh my God. Like still you fit, still and the fit. People I saw today.
No, I was appropriate. I was appropriate.
Coming home.
Don't
coming
lump me home. In, don't lump me into the people you saw today coming home.
The other day, it was only like plus 10, yeah. And I saw a guy in shorts. I am like, hi. Of course.
Right?
Only in Saskatoon.
Only in Saskatoon.
And we see people in shorts. No. And it's only plus 10. We still have snow on the ground.
I still had on my black dress pant. I had my.
People were dressed too summery for me today. No. And I'm like, hi, you are inviting trouble. We're going to get snow again.
Well, no,
and you're going to be so sad.
We're not going to get snow again. We're done with it. All I'm saying.
This is a very tumultuous time.
No.
It can go either way with precipitation.
It's fine. Can you just say, but if you're going to be negative Nelly, then it could do that. Yeah, you are.
I'm very happy for the warmth. I'm just not ready to switch out.
Well, I tell you, when I'm feeling loosey-goosey and fancy-free, I tell you, it felt good. It felt good. I was just like in a three-quarter length shirt.
Okay.
Felt good. And you know what? Here's the thing too. When I don't even know how to put this. When we put ourselves in sweaters for so many months in a row and we we dare to take said sweater off for a different shirt, guess what? It's good for your soul. You know why? Because you feel a little thinner. You feel a little less bulky.
That's true.
So I was walking the That's halls true. Of the hospital today like, I'm every woman. It's all in me. Anything you want done, baby. I was like, stop. Between that and all the pretty girls walk like this. And then I'd start coughing and sneezing. And
yeah, and all the other things.
Big sloppy mess, right? But at times, I totally felt, I'm like, I hate sweaters. All just reminded me how much I hate sweaters. Right.
Thanks for sharing.
You're welcome. But I sent you another picture today too.
Of yourself?
No. What picture did I send you not too long ago? Of the twins.
Oh.
Right.
I'm trying to block that.
You can't block it. It's a picture of the twins. It's Abby and Brittany.
We can't talk about that.
Of Abby, it's Abby and Brittany.
Lisa.
The Hensels or something. They're twins. Uh-huh. They're sisters.
Yep.
Right? They're sisters. And I sent you a picture because it was in the Us magazine.
Uh-huh.
Right? And I sent you a picture.
Uh-huh.
Right? One of them got married. Stop. One of them got married.
Stop.
One of them.
You are diving into an area in which you will only have questions and that I will be like, you cannot discuss that.
I just have a couple questions.
No, you don't actually have any questions.
So friends of the podcast,
because you can only go one way with this, Lisa.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No. Maybe I want to know who designed her dress.
Yes.
Right?
That's the question.
Who designed their dress? So friends of the podcast, I don't know if you know these two girls that we're talking about, but they're splashing up. They're coming up. They used to have a TV show on TLC. They're conjoined twins, right? And it's Abby and Brittany. I don't know their last name. It's Hensel or something like that. Well, one of them, I'm not sure. Sorry. I don't know if it's Abby or Brittany. One of them got married.
Uh-huh.
Right?
But both were in attendance.
Both made the guest list.
I can't talk about this. Oh my God, I can't.
I feel both are always going to be in attendance for all the parties.
Don't talk about this because I myself have questions and they're not appropriate.
I just have some questions.
No, I can't talk about this.
It's just a couple questions.
We can't talk about this.
What was the song that they chose to dance to?
Oh, stop.
For their first. And what if they didn't agree on the same song? Brittany. What if Abby and Brittany had a difference of opinions on the song? Well, I guess it just depends on the one that got married. The other's just along for the ride.
Stop talking.
Okay.
We have to. We have to walk away from this.
We have to walk away from this.
We do not have. we don't have appropriate questions because we're just curious about a whole lot of things. And I'm sure the world is curious.
Right? They look really happy. And I think that that's really sincerely important.
Yes, that is very important. Right?
But it still leaves me asking questions that Sam says we can't answer.
I'm not delving into this.
And do you want to know what the HHG thinks?
No, I have no need for that. It is the judgment pants are fully on, and I have lots of wisecracking comments, I'm sure.
Right.
And I don't think that.
Does that make us horrible people?
It does.
I don't want to come across as horrible, because it would be like if it was, I don't know, Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce on the front of Us magazine.
And what questions would you have for them?
Probably not as many.
Or the same.
Well, no, you know what? Because the difference would be that I could probably figure out most of the questions that I would ask. Uh-huh. I probably could figure it out.
Right. Okay.
There are still a few unanswered questions.
There's lots, and we're not going to delve into that.
Or not.
No, we are not. We're skirting around it.
Skirting. And backing out.
Beep, beep, beep.
Beep, beep. And backing out. Just saying.
We can't talk about this.
But congratulations, girls. They're 34. They are a teacher.
Oh, good.
Yeah. They I don't know what class they teach. I don't remember. We saw that on the show. I remember watching it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And
okie doke.
So they've got a good career too. So congratulations, ladies, on your wedding.
There we go.
There we go. Right.
There we go.
Wasn't as bad as you thought it was going to be.
It's because I had you under control.
That makes me sound like I'm horrible.
Yeah. Right? Okay.
And I'm not horrible.
We're just
curious by nature.
Oddly curious.
Oddly curious about a couple things. Right?
Okay.
Okay.
Enough.
We got to stop there.
So we're going to talk about Harry and Meghan.
Yeah. Hey.
According to some article somewhere, somebody wrote, decided to put pen to paper and say, hey, guess what? Harry and Meghan aren't considered royalty anymore.
They're really? Not considered. Well, they're not. Apparently, it's because of the rift, right?
Well, because they live in California.
I know. But now the problem is now the big issue, Samantha, becomes will they or won't they? Will they make up with Kate and William because she has cancer and the king has cancer? Do they care? Do they not care? Do William and Kate care? What's the right thing to do?
I'm sure people do care. And we don't have a right to know any of that shit.
I don't know. Right. That's why they're saying the problem is that they're not considered royalty anymore. So it sounds like England wants nothing to do with them.
Well, then,
but
that is how it plays out.
But yet then it's your brother and his wife.
I mean, they're still known as the Duke and Duchess, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Was it of York?
No, of no. Sussex.
Sussex.
Sussex. I think they're the Sussexes.
Yeah. So, I mean, they still have titles, but when you live so far removed from the actual royal action.
From the work.
Right.
Right. You're not participating in the work. And no. The thing is now, okay, yeah, so now the royal family's hit a tough time, right? Everybody's sick. Mm-hmm. Right? Do you, now after, right, I have no doubt it must be a very awkward position to be in knowing that you have written a book bad-mouthing your brother and your sister-in-law, and now they're in a bad spot.
Uh-huh.
Right, that's a tough one to crawl out of.
Yeah, or as Meghan's saying, karma's a bitch.
Right, exactly, right? You know, it's yeah.
Not that I want anything to happen to either King Charles or Princess Kate.
No.
I have no desire for that to happen. But thinking, you know, if Meghan has, I think there's a lot of
they have a lot of angst.
They have ickiness in between, like tension. Yeah. They have tension between the groups of people.
And I don't know if they're like other families where you just sit down and hash it out, right?
No, probably not. Right. Do they really talk about their feelings?
Well, I mean, the thing is that the longer it goes, right? Absence does make the heart grow fonder. But if you don't see somebody for years, that's probably pretty fond too.
Yeah, probably. Right?
I don't know. We'll have to see what happens.
I guess. Do I care? Not really.
I care. I care. Samantha, just like I care about your week. How's your week been?
I thought we decided not to discuss this anymore.
I am a caring human being.
No, we just established that you are not a caring human being.
That's not true. I'm a curious, caring human being.
Oddly curious.
Oddly curious, right? That's how people learn things. They learn things, right?
Jerseys.
I'm just
saying. Week's been fantastical, Lisa.
Good, good. Mine too, thanks. Mine too. So can I share something interesting with you? Normally when I get sick with a cold, it's usually just me that gets the cold at home, right?
No. You've been known to spread your Ebola everywhere.
No. But usually like when it comes to me and Mike, it's usually just me.
Oh, okay.
Right? He usually takes all the precautions and he never ever seems to catch it. Well, this time he caught it.
Oh.
And it's funny because I've been snotty and coughing and miserable. And we have coexisted quite well.
Really?
He was sick too. So that's the whole key to a happy marriage right there is you both get sick at the same time. Right? Because then nobody's driving anybody crazy. It's just crazy.
You're right? Just sick and miserable together.
Mm. What more can you do, right?
Not much.
Right. You just be sick.
You're just miserable together.
You just be sick. And if you need a nap, have a nap. Because we did 4 days over Easter sick. Right?
Did you nap a lot then, Lisa?
Yep. He napped. I napped a bit. And of course, I'm a messy cold, hey?
Well,
right?
You don't present well.
Like, I don't present well, right? He's got his all under control and right, knows what to do and when to do it. And he's got his Kleenex when he needs it. And I'm just like not that girl.
You're all over the place.
I'm a hot mess, spreading germs all over.
Yes, as I discovered when I had to travel with you.
Right, right.
We're a fucking hot mess.
Hot mess.
And miserable.
And miserable.
Happy and just not pleasant.
Not pleasant, right? Because I'm sick. I'm really, really sick. Right?
And then I got it and I was pissed off.
Right. And then you throw a little anger into the mix, right?
So
I'm just saying, right? Yeah. I think the Gibsons could teach a lesson on how to coexist with a cold.
I think we
could write a book.
Oh, okay. Let's not go that far.
You might be surprised.
Okay.
Right? I'm just saying.
You know what I've been wondering.
Mm.
I've been wondering is why everyone is so interested in our generation. And we are Gen X. We are card-carrying members. We're born within that delightful time period.
Yeah.
And I think you should just leave us alone to live peacefully.
Why are people caring?
I don't know. Like, I think because Gen X doesn't really stand up and go, hey, look at us. What?
No.
We don't do that.
Because nobody cared about us.
No, because basically our motto is, we don't mess with you if you don't mess with us.
Right.
This is the fuck around and find out.
Yes.
Part of our personality.
Totally.
Right?
Totally.
That people should not be playing with. The theory is very true. It's not a wise tale. It is legit.
Yeah.
If you don't mess with us, we don't mess with you.
Right. We don't mess with you.
And all I keep hearing is, what's happening to Gen X? Why are they like that? Why are they this? That? Blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I just don't care about you. Like, can you stop talking?
And we're like this because we have survival instincts.
We have survived a lot.
Survived it all, actually.
I feel like more generations should really look at us and go, you know, this is how we should live our life.
Right.
We should live our lives like this.
Like, and just like unabashedly,
they don't.
Unapologetic.
You know, and I think, hey, younger generation, you go out there, you fight that fight. You fight the good fight.
Oh, God.
Good on you. If I give a shit, I will join you. If I do not care, I am not. I am not going to be there.
No, right?
Don't call me, I'll call you.
Yeah, totally, though.
That's how we play.
If you catch me and I do give a shit, I'm in. I'm in. But yeah, totally. If I don't give a shit, I don't give a shit.
We got to care, man.
Yeah, right? And there's so many things we don't care about.
Right?
Right? Like DFC, don't fucking care.
Don't fucking
care. Right? Like so many things. You know, the Instagram lady, Slim Sherry.
Yes.
She's a Gen Xer, right?
And she is.
She sometimes takes to the Instagram, and people were telling her that they wanted her to stop swearing. And did you see her April Fool's joke?
Yeah.
Where she was contemplating it. April Fool's. Hi.
Fuck off.
Fuck off. Don't tell us. But don't you dare tell us what to do.
Don't you dare tell us what the hell to do.
Or say.
One thing, we're in our 50s. We're only getting older. Yeah. Just wait until we hit our 60s. Yeah. We're really not going to give a shit.
And funny thing is that we are our generation. We can be all the things. We can be classy and sassy and fancy when we need to be. But boy, we have a potty mouth 99% of the time, right? Mm-hmm. Like when you say good morning, oh, fuck, I'm tired, right? Oh, like we don't just say, I'm hungry, I'm fucking starving.
I'm fucking starving.
Right? Like we put the words in there to get our point.
It's how we lived our lives. It's how we're living our lives. We haven't really changed since our high school years. Yes, no. We've gotten older and we've learned to navigate life maybe perhaps a little bit better.
We've toned our hair down a bit.
We've toned our hair down a little bit, but our attitude is still pretty much the same.
Hey? So when people say, oh, Lisa's just like she was in high school, attitude-wise, totally, exact same.
Yeah.
It has not changed.
Because there's this Instagram, or is it a TikTok that I saw, where people are doing Dixie Chick photo shoots.
Okay.
Where it's the Dixie Chick song that says it's Goodbye Earl. It's Earl has to die. And it's fucking hilarious. And I'm like, that's the women of Gen X, right?
Yeah, there. Totally right.
We will pair up. We will cart your shit. We will bury it. We will help you bury it.
Yep.
And drink wine after.
And drink wine after. And don't care, right? So all the people who think Gen X cares, we don't care.
We don't care.
We don't care. We don't lose sleep over it either.
No, we just want to be left alone.
Be left alone, right?
Left alone. Leave us alone.
Best generation ever, because we started with nothing and we clawed our way through life. Uh-huh. And that's where we're still at, right? We're still just trying to survive.
We can survive on very little. So
totally. I can live on a grilled cheese or a Kraft dinner. Perfectly fine. Yeah. Perfectly fine, right? We don't need much. We don't need much. Okay, but can I tell you, we just finished with Easter, hey?
We did.
And okay, Samantha, maybe I'm judgmental. I don't know. Is it just me or has Easter become Christmas?
Yes. I don't know why, though.
Oh my God, extravagant baskets and gifts and pictures with a bunny. Like I never once in my whole life ever got a picture taken with the fucking bunny.
No, me neither.
Santa. The only picture was with Santa. Uh-huh. And now the big bunnies at the mall. Mm-hmm. Kids are getting pictures with a rabbit.
Kids are getting not just the typical candy chocolate.
Right.
But they're getting gifts.
Yeah. Like Stanley cups and, right. and like fancy shit, like shit that I like would be like,
you don't need that. It's not what? Christmas.
It's not Christmas. It's not your Christmas. Birthday. It's yeah. Easter.
Yeah.
Right? It's a chocolate, but it's a chocolate bunny or a chocolate egg.
I don't understand.
It's
I don't get
so
it.
So crazy.
It has been blown out bunny. Of proportion. Yeah. Yeah.
Like I'm like, oh, all these fancy things.
It was Shauna Foster, our friend Shauna Foster from C95 here in Saskatoon. She put it on her Instagram. She goes, since when did we start giving out Stanleys and right. making Easter Christmas? And I'm like, good question, Shauna. When did that happen?
Did that happen? Because that's everywhere. It's everywhere you look. It's just Easter is Christmas.
I feel sorry for the parents because I'm like, how do you keep up with this? You're just recovering from Christmas. You probably just paid off your bills.
Yeah. And now you got Easter, which used to literally be a chocolate hollow bunny or an egg, right? That was the cheap holiday.
And some of those like weird full candy eggs that you can get.
Right? Yeah. Because we didn't have we didn't have chocolate eggs yet.
No. Right? Not in our generation.
That's what we ate. And we were happy.
I don't know, man.
Just weird.
I think that that the retail world has definitely taken over the holidays. We can't seem to break free of it.
They've upped their game.
Oh, totally.
Like, they totally upped their game. And it's like, that's a game I don't want to play.
I have no use for it.
No, me neither. Yeah. Not at all. Not at all.
But okay, so over Easter, it was weird because I kept seeing and reading things like, this is a spot we believe Jesus was resurrected. This exact spot. And I'm like, do we know this for sure?
Are you
an archaeologist?
Sure.
Are you an anthropologist? Like, right? I'm just curious.
Because how many years ago was that?
Long, long time.
Long, long time, right?
Long time.
Nobody here now from then.
No.
It's in pictures. It's in a book.
It's in a book.
It's in a book that somebody made.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's, I don't know if we can totally link that. I was seeing all that same shit too.
Yeah. Right?
We believe we have found the tomb. How do you know you have found the tomb?
Well, hopefully they're smart scientific people who have figured out things, but.
Do you think that tomb is still around? First off, they already had to move the rock. A billion years ago, they had to move the rock.
Yes, they did.
You think that tomb is still intact? Just like, oh, and this was Jesus's home for a little bit. Like, right? Jesus stayed at this inn. Right? Wasn't quite as nice as the manger.
Oh my God, let's make it an Airbnb.
Right? This is Jesus's loft.
Sleep where Jesus slept.
Right? Sleep where Jesus slept, right? I'd like to sleep where Jesus slept. Right?
I wonder how much somebody would pay for that.
Right? You probably, hi, if you could sleep on the dirt that Jesus apparently was sleeping on at some point. I don't think he was sleeping. I don't know what he was doing, right?
Well, like, he was dead and then he rose.
Then he rose, right?
Slightly creepy. But
yeah. And like, that's like a magic tomb.
Uh-huh.
It's a magic tomb.
So you're just normal. What's going to happen to you?
Yeah. Like, the animals going to come
in that tomb.
Me? Like, I don't know. It just seemed like they're like bugs in the tomb, bats in the tomb. Like, who's saying this shit? Right?
People to get likes on their social media. And like, here we are talking about it.
That's a good
congrats.
Point. Right? You win. I get when like the archaeologist finds the dinosaur head in the side of a mountain. Okay. I got dinosaur was there. I get that.
Or shit in a pyramid, you know.
Right, right. You can see that, right? You can see that that was painting in the pyramid. This is just a rock with a door, right? It's just like a rock with a doorway.
Right? Rock with a doorway.
And how did they make that? How did they make that rock with a doorway?
I don't know.
Right? Like, not the Flintstones?
Nope.
I don't know. I thought it was weird too, Sam.
It's a little strange.
I find that there's more weird questions that I have about Easter and the death and the resurrection than I do about the birth, right? The birth I can handle, right? He was just born.
He was there.
Right? They just stumbled upon a manger.
It was immaculate, though.
It's a little bit weird,
so
too.
There's questions around everything, Lisa.
But apparently there's a jellyfish that also is pregnant immaculately.
Hmm.
Right?
That's exciting.
Yeah. Right? I don't remember the name or where, but
miracle can happen, I guess.
Apparently it can happen. Apparently mm-hmm. it can happen. Okay, but here I have some good news, really, really good news.
Okay.
All right. All you athletes going to the Olympics, 300,000 condoms have been ordered. You are allowed to have sex again at the Olympics. Because they had banned it for about 10 years, hey?
Stop it. Seriously.
Because you're there to compete.
Oh, you're not there to have sex?
You're not there to have sex.
How do they get rid of that extra energy?
I guess they must have decided that that is part of it. They have to release it. So I don't know. Hopefully 300,000 condoms are enough.
Oh my God. Here's hoping.
Sounds like a lot of condoms.
Sounds like a lot of action is about to happen.
You imagine being like the worker. Like, okay, think of yourself. Like, remember Laverne and Shirley working on the beer line? Think of yourself being Laverne and Shirley working on the condom line. And we got an order for 300,000 condoms. Holy fuck. We're going to be here for a long time.
Where's it going? It's going to Paris.
Going to Paris, right? The athletes got to get their jiggy out of it, right?
So the only reason they banned sex was because they thought it deterred the athletes from their mission.
I guess, which was to just focus on winning.
That is the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Pretty stupid, right?
You have now taken away the accountability of the athlete to know themselves well right. enough if they should expend extra energy getting their shit together or right. getting their shit pulled or talked to whatever. Right.
Whatever they're talking and pulling.
Whatever they're doing.
Right.
Whatever they're doing.
Whatever they're doing. Exactly. Oh, right. God.
We make dumb rules for a lot of dumb shit.
And God forbid, right, that that athlete doesn't perform in their chosen sport. Is it what because we, they overperformed in their other adventures?
I'm an Olympic sportscaster. Well, it looks like Arnold didn't he didn't come out number one. I wonder if he had sex the night before. Right? Looks that like probably he, ruined his chances.
Right? Right. And then we have an interview with Arnold. Hi, Arnold. It's Lisa from TSN here. I'm just wondering, would you have won if you only just went one round with sex? Or did you do, you doubled it up, didn't you? You went two times, eh? And you overexerted, right? Right? Yeah.
Like, what? Ah! Okay.
All that was happening all those years it was banned is they were just having unprotected sex.
Yeah, and that's and like probably that's in ew. Bad places, yeah. you know, so they ew. Didn't get caught.
Right. That's not cool.
Like people are, you can't ban it and expect people to not do it because unless you have right. the sex police everywhere.
Right. It's not
standing
footloose.
On every floor of the buildings you exactly. stick these people in right. as they do their like that's just not I happening.
Know, right? It's not like the movie Footloose where you can't dance. Right?
And they found a place to dance. So don't tell me these people didn't find a place to have sex.
Exactly. Exactly. Right?
Totally.
I'm shaking my head at something. I'm shaking my head this week at the self-checkout line etiquette.
There's etiquette?
There should be etiquette. Should be etiquette.
This is where we're going. There should be etiquette.
I feel like it's a bunch of loose beasts at the self-checkout line.
What have you encountered, Lisa?
Right? There's no like they got, they're just, sometimes they don't have bags. They're just carrying all their shit out in their arms.
Yep.
Sometimes they're just like they don't know the prices. They're not being like, it's just like, ugh. Like, how about maybe you don't need so much stuff? Remember, the whole point of self-checkout was to have like two or three things, just be quick. But you're not being quick anymore at the self-checkout.
No. So my question is if they don't know how to operate the self-checkout, they're not very self-aware right. that they are not good at this.
Right. And then you should not be self-checking out.
If you are not self-aware
right.
as to your strengths and weaknesses when it right. comes to self-checkouts. Checkouts?
Yes.
You shouldn't go there.
I don't self-checkout for that very reason.
Oh, you'd be horrible at it.
Well, and guess what? It's again, like last week's Subway and the mustard, I don't feel that I'm not hired by the grocery store to bag my own groceries.
Oh, I know.
Right? My biggest, don't you dare. Don't you dare, right? Do you need bags with that? No. Do you need bags with that? Right? I'll buy the bags, but you need the bag, not me, right? I'm just going to stand here again with my card out ready to pay.
Yeah.
Because that's where my job ends.
I have an independent close to me. And if you go through the cashier, they do not bag your groceries for you. You still have to do that. Wow. So, and they are unhappy with the fact that they are working. So right. I just use the self-checkout. And I've become quite good at the self-checkout.
You're aware.
I'm aware.
You're aware. I'm not aware.
And I don't care if I have an overflowing basket. I'd rather do self-checkout there because it feels like I'm doing their job while they're just ringing through my stuff.
Huh. I don't know.
So I would rather not.
Really? Hey, you'd rather just do all of their job. It's fine. I got this.
Yeah. And to be honest, if we're doing self-checkout, there should be a 10% taken off the bottom of your bill.
There should be something, right?
Right.
Right. Just like if I'm going to put mustard on my own sub at home, I should get a discount. I saw something. So I shake my head at all that shit, right? I saw something, or my sister sent me something, and it was, or no, HHG sent it. It was Instagram, and it was about tipping. And it was a guy saying, right, why do I got to give you bonus money? Bonus money for me doing your job or you not doing it properly.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
I'm like, it's an experience, right?
right? It's kind of true.
So you're paying for the experience, but if you didn't like your experience, then I guess that's different.
And what about when you're at a fast food restaurant and they want you to like,
let's No, I'm not Subway, tipping at fast. I'm not tipping at fast right? food.
I don't even know if I've even got my proper items and I'm giving you a tip. I don't think so.
No.
Right? For you to get a tip, you have to spend a little bit of time with me.
You have to talk.
You have to do a little bit of talking. We have to get to know each other. Right? I'm just saying, I was just shaking my head at the self-checkout, lack of etiquette.
Okay. All right. Well, I have one for you, Lisa.
Okay.
Happened the other day. I was driving. I don't can't remember where I was driving. And all of a sudden, the car beside me, smoke billowed out of their open window. And I'm like, that's odd. And I'm like, oh, it's vape. He's vaping.
Oh,
vaping. Whoever this schmuck is, he's vaping. And then on life, and then I got to thinking, pussy.
That's a Gen X in you coming out.
Pussy. Pussy. All I thought was,
pussy.
I shook my head at the fact that you would rather vape than smoke a cigarette. Because right. No offense, both are addicting, right?
Both, neither are both, good for you.
Neither are good for you. Yes, one is a cancer stick. But if you're going to do the action of sucking on something and blowing out smoke,
right?
Can it just be the original?
Right.
Can it just be cigarettes?
Come on, tough guy. Right? Let's do this. Just,
that's all I thought was, I'm shaking my head at this. And I'm like, pussy. And I'm like, that's not even nice. And I'm like, where did that come from? And I'm like, because I'm becoming a hard-edged bitch.
You're becoming a hard-edged bitch.
When it's like the stupidity of someone who would fill their lungs with a chemical that is almost as bad as the actual cigarette itself.
True. True.
And more addicting, apparently.
Really? Hey?
Than a cigarette. Because it's hard to break the habit of vaping.
Oh, okay. Huh.
And I'm just like, it ain't any better.
But it's true. Whenever I see a vapor, I'm just always kind of like, you look a little ridiculous.
Sucking on this, right?
Like sucking on a whatever you're sucking
whatever,
on.
Whatever. It just looks ridiculous.
I don't know. Interesting. Pussy.
Pussy.
I think you just wanted to say the word pussy.
I did. And you know what? It made me feel better.
Felt good, hey?
I was just like, oh my God, I'm shaking my head at this.
It's like, that's how I feel with no socks now. Pussy. Same type of feeling. Same type of feeling.
All I thought was just put your big boy pants on.
Yeah,
right. Smoke a cigarette for Christ's
sake. If you're going to smoke, then fucking smoke.
Fucking smoke.
Right? If you're going to smoke, then fucking smoke.
Fucking smoke. Put some effort into it, for Christ's sake.
Fucking smoke, would ya? You're gonna smoke.
Little children cannot listen to this episode.
This is explicit. we're just lashing out. We're lashing out. Remember, it's a comedy podcast, Samantha.
It is a comedy podcast. So last week we discovered that we were a table full of women who don't need tampons anymore.
Yes.
We're all women of a certain age. We've all talked women about menopause and all the weird shit that's happening, right? Yeah. And then we got to talking about the just in case tampon.
Of course.
Did you carry one in your purse or whatever you carry with you? Would you have a just in case tampon on you?
Like, not at this age, not today.
I don't carry, not even for people around me.
I'm secure now.
Do that anymore?
Right. Yeah, I'm totally secure.
So
in not needing that.
Yeah. But
back in the day. Yeah.
Totally. Yeah, for sure. I would have one tucked into the end of my, or into my little pocket in my purse.
Yeah. Right.
I would always have one with me because you just never knew.
Girl never knows when her 28 days is going to be off cycle and oops, there you go.
Right.
Right. Although I never understood how people were caught off guard.
Because you must. Well, unless you don't have any symptoms, right? Like, I don't know about you, but I had them. Like, it was nasty. Yeah,
I did too, right? I did too. But you needed your just in case tampon.
That, you know what really sucks is that we gained freedom of not having a period anymore with all the stupid symptoms. But now we don't have a period and we have worse symptoms.
Well,
We aren't filled with estrogen and progesterone.
Right, right.
Like, seriously?
Yeah,
exactly. We don't get a break. Women do not get a break.
No, there is no break at all.
No.
Right? We bleed and then we stop bleeding and we feel like crap.
And we still feel like
crap. Right? Yeah, totally. Totally. Okay. I saw a commercial Uh-huh. It was for whole body deodorant.
Oh.
First off, is that giving people an out that they shouldn't get?
Like not showering?
Just wondering.
Oh, no.
It's kind of giving them an out.
Do you think so?
Mm-hmm. A little bit I do, right? Because in the commercial, she just spray it everywhere. And guess what? She is a little bit heavier.
Rude.
And guess what? She sprays her cooch. She sprays her cooch. There's so many things in that commercial that I thought were really wrong.
Oh my God.
I'm all for a whole body deodorant, right? If that makes you feel fresh, God, go for it. Unless it's powdery, that would be disgusting.
Oh.
All of you smelling powdery. If it smells like pomegranate, that's perfect. But
I don't think I want to smell like one gigantic pomegranate either.
It's a vegetable or a fruit or something.
It's a fruit, but that's not right, Lisa. I don't want to smell like a grapefruit. I don't need from top to bottom. I do not need to smell like a grapefruit.
That's where we differ. Remember, you used to like to smell like vanilla and I used to smell like grapefruit, right?
I grew out of that because I'm an adult.
Right. I know. But I still love grapefruit smell. But my whole thing is that it feels like as though it's sending the wrong impression.
Yes, that plus size women need a full body spray because we smell.
And don't forget your cooch.
I'm not ever spraying anything near my cooch.
Right.
Because no offense, it doesn't need it.
Right.
It smells natural.
And it gets cleaned every day in the shower.
Every day, because I'm not taking personal offenses because I would never use this shit and I don't smell.
Right.
But that is offensive. I don't appreciate that.
Yeah.
Because are you doing that with like other sized people?
Well, and the girl wasn't like, she wasn't really plus size, but she was larger.
But no, I don't know about you, but you shouldn't, your pH balance in your vagina area is a very delicate thing. And you should not be spraying stuff there.
Nope. Don't you dare.
Bad idea.
Don't you dare.
Don't you dare.
Right? And why is it a woman? Why is it not a dude?
Is it a unisex body spray?
I don't know. It was just a woman doing it.
Well, is it for women or is it for men?
I think it's for women. I think it's for women.
Men smell too. You spraying your dinkle?
Right.
Spraying your dingle?
Right. Men get stinky dinkies. Right? They get stinky dinkies. Right? They need to.
Oh my God.
It just seems wrong. A whole body deodorant.
Oh my God.
Right? Have a shower.
Oh my God. So now you're just layering on smell.
Day after day after day.
Smell over. This does not replace a shower.
It doesn't. It doesn't. But what is it replacing? Whole body.
Ugh.
Right? I feel that it is supposed to replace a shower.
No.
No, because that's like a commandment, right? Thou shalt shower. Right?
If it's not, it should be.
It's number 11. Number 11. It's the 11th commandment.
Oh my God. Right?
And don't spray shit at your cooch. Right? That's number 12. Right? God.
Gross. Don't.
Just saying, right? Don't do it. Have a shower. Have a shower.
Women, yeah. Don't.
Don't. Don't you dare.
God, companies, like they're just all over women, right?
All over.
Like it's bad enough that we think so much other things about ourselves. Now we have to be worried about whether or not we should be spraying ourselves from head to toe.
Right. Right. Like, because to me, you know what that is? That's fumigating. We're fumigating ourselves. That's the message. We're fumigating us.
We are fumigating
right?
us.
And that seems... Yep. Inappropriate. I can't have questions about the twins, but I could be told I need to fumigate.
Yes, Lisa.
Just saying, right?
Oh my God.
Just saying.
Okay, so I was watching TikTok, and I always come across people who go, I just ordered from Uber Eats, and I didn't get my order. I got somebody else's order, and it was way better than what I ordered.
Oh.
And apparently, between Uber Eats and Skip the Dishes, the orders arrive wrong 6 out of 10 times.
Wow. Hey.
Then why are we still using Uber Eats?
Why are we still? I think Uber Eats is losing lots of money, I think.
Because you're not getting your order. Because what if you ordered for a family of four?
Yeah.
And you got a dinner for one?
I wouldn't be happy.
No.
Right? But are you eating somebody else's Uber?
I watched someone eat someone else's Uber.
I couldn't eat. I don't think I could eat somebody else's Uber.
Why? Nobody's touched it.
It doesn't matter. It seems like it's not my food. It seems wrong on 100 different ways. Right?
I watched a girl on TikTok who had ordered only 3 tacos and a soda, I think, yeah, and got somebody else's order. And it was a Crunch Supreme wrap, a burrito, some taco thing that she said she wouldn't really order, but it wasn't bad. Like, she ate it all. She's like, I'm going to eat it. And I'm like, and you should, because
I don't know if I could.
Uber Eats isn't coming back for that.
I know, but it just seems weird that I'm eating somebody else's meal.
But then I think people are ordering from these two companies, Uber Eats and Skip the Dishes, yeah, in the hopes that they create content for their social media,
right? I ordered a pizza and I got burgers from McDonald's, right?
And why are you not confirming your order?
Because you know, they leave it at your door.
Well,
right. That's from COVID. That's from the COVID.
That's true. That's from the COVID.
Right. That's from the COVID. You know, it's like Amazon. They take a picture of a door with a package, right?
Hopefully it's yours.
Hopefully it's yours. Sometimes it is. Sometimes it's not.
Oh my God. Right? I just thought it was really odd. And I'm like, stop using them then.
And how about anything else in the world? If their rating was 40% accurate, you would never, ever use them.
Nope.
You'd be like, nope, I'm good, thanks. Uh-huh. Right? Go to the doctor, find out if you have cancer. His rating is 40% accurate. No, I think I'll hold off, thanks. I'll get another opinion, right? Right?
True.
Right? Go to the dentist, he pulls out 40% of your teeth, not 100% of them.
Right.
I'm going to probably hold off. Right? Do you have a dentist that can take them all? Right? But when it comes to food, that's good. I'll take it.
We'll take 40%.
I'll take a crispy something from the Taco Bell and a Guadalajupa or whatever they're called, right? And that's weird.
It is a little bit weird. It's a little weird, strange.
Right? Yeah. You know what else is strange? And I'm going to take this to my grave unless you change.
Uh-huh.
Friends of the podcast. I'm going to say something and I'm probably wrong because I feel people are going to be like, not true, not true. I do too. I do too. I do too. It seems bizarre to me. Samantha's the only person I know and the last person I believe to still not use K-cups for her coffee.
I used to a long time ago and I didn't like it. I didn't enjoy the coffee.
How long ago? Before they perfected K-cups, obviously.
No, I drink them occasionally at my parents' house because they have
yeah.
a dual machine that can make a pot of coffee and like a single coffee yeah. cup thing. Mm-hmm. But I prefer a pot of coffee where I control how much coffee that I use.
You love the grounds.
I love to ground my own beans.
I like the grounds.
I like the grounds.
You're the only person I think I know that still does that at home.
No, my brother does it. My brother makes pots of coffee.
Well, then it's a weird family Sperling thing.
It's not a weird family.
McIntyres don't do it.
Well, you know what? Sorry, I'm a purist. I like to control the coffee taste.
It's because you don't think that there's enough coffee in a K-cup.
I never think there's enough coffee in a K-cup.
Right, too. And I've had your coffee and it tastes sometimes like sludge.
I like sludge.
I know you do. I know you do. And then you get all like, don't put more sugar in it. Oh, it needs sugar. Need sugar.
You take 4 packets of the sweet and low, which is essentially 4 heaping teaspoons of sugar.
But it's not sugar.
It is sugar.
It's not sugar. And it's got calories.
It's fake sugar.
It's free sugar. It's free.
Oh my God.
Not fake. Free.
It's fake.
Free.
It's fake.
So friends of the podcast, let me know if you're a purist or if you're like a K-cup girl or guy. I'm just curious.
Uh-huh. Because everyone has to join the crowd with the K-cup.
Right.
I don't need to necessarily follow the crowd.
I'm just saying, right? Seems like a lot of extra work that you don't need to be putting in.
It's not extra work, Lisa. It's worth it.
Scoop as opposed to poom, plunk.
It's worth it.
Right? It's for sure one or two more steps.
It's worth it.
I don't know. Well, I mean, the amount of coffee you drink, it probably is worth it. Maybe the K-cups are for people who just drink one or two cups.
I drink at least 2 cups a day.
Yeah, at least. At least. But probably in the perfect world, you should have 4.
In the perfect world, maybe 3.
Like when we go for breakfast, like I think, what do I always say to them? Just bring her the pot.
Oh, shut up.
Right? I think a Sam with coffee is a better Sam. All of us. For all of
John
us.
John does refuse to talk to me.
I don't blame him.
Before he refuses to talk to me if I haven't had coffee yet.
I don't blame him. You're a bear.
Oh, yeah, whatever.
Uh-huh. I'm just
okay. So we need to talk about Lizzo. She made this declaration on her Instagram and people were like, no, don't quit. She came back to her Instagram page,
uh-huh,
and she told people, she goes, I'm not quitting music. I'm quitting talking about the negative people and having to answer to people's negative comments and all the stuff that she's had to deal with in the last probably year or so.
Yeah.
And you know what?
Slammed.
Yeah. She got really slammed and she's like, I'm done and I don't want to play. And she's like, I'm like, fair.
Well, yeah. Now that you've clarified it, but at first it sounded like she quit music.
It did kind of.
That was the headline. Lizzo quits music.
Yeah. That because we kind of read everything wrong.
Right. And it's like, whatever happened to in a minute, Amanita.
Because if you're being honest, did you read the whole thing or did you skim it?
I didn't even skim it. I just saw the headline. And I'm like, what? Why is Lizzo quitting music?
Oh, right.
Right.
Like,
She did not.
We're good. She's good. Everything's cool. We're down with it. She's cool. She's launching some bathing suits for her clothing company.
Okay. But she hasn't really done a lot of music lately.
No, but apparently she's going to release stuff in a little bit. She's working
on The other girls are all doing music, right? Like Beyonce and
Taylor's releasing in a few, like in 2 weeks, not even less than that now.
Right. All the hype for that again.
Yeah.
So dear,
can't wait.
Dear Beyonce, I hope you're living your fame right now because Taylor's coming.
Beyonce's got it cornered. She's doing good.
She doesn't have it all cornered.
She's doing well.
Right? Because now she's doing remakes of the Beatles.
Nope, she's not.
Yeah, she does. She sings Blackbird Singing in the Dead of Night.
And it's delightful.
Yeah, but it's a remake because guess what?
So?
I too could sing that song.
She has originals on there too. Calm
I'm not
down.
Saying she doesn't, but people do. Like your Michael Bublé there. That's what I'm saying, right? When they run out of ideas, they start taking on other people's.
Stop it. Stop it.
Just saying.
Just stop it.
I'm just saying. Okay, well, here's something interesting for you too. That's it's kind of trend setting, I guess you could say. Meghan Markle, right? Who we don't love. Well, I don't love. I don't need to love her. I don't need to love her. Right? She is launching a lifestyle brand.
Interesting.
Called American Riviera Orchard. What the hell does that even mean?
I'm not sure.
Doesn't even flow nicely together.
No, it doesn't.
Right? American Riviera Orchard. Okay. And she's launching a cooking show on the Netflix. Can she pick something to do and stay with it?
Will it be better than the podcast she put out?
Right. Well, I don't know because that didn't last very long, right?
No.
Here's the thing, dear Meghan Markle. You know, you appear to be a really good mom. Maybe just stay in that lane.
No, I mean, before latching on to Harry and changing her life,
she was
acting. She had her, she was working on a lifestyle brand.
Yes.
She was doing
she
all
did
of that.
Deal or no deal.
Right. She's going back to what she kind of started, but I think the name is really odd.
Yeah, but I also think what's really odd too is that she has no follow through since she's become a half royal.
Well, then maybe she'll follow through with this.
I don't know. It just seems
she might
weird.
Follow through with the lifestyle brand stuff.
I don't know. I want to see what this cooking show is all about. Like Meghan in the kitchen.
Right?
Meghan serving up French fries for the kids. Like what's Meghan doing in the kitchen?
I don't know.
Maybe she just goes by Meg in the kitchen. Maybe it's just Meg in the kitchen.
Meg in the kitchen.
Right? Maybe I get to, right? That kind of softens her a bit, right? Meg in the kitchen. Maybe that's where she goes.
Oh
right?
My God, you should be your PR person.
Right, I feel your image is taking a bit of a hit. We're gonna have to just like soften it, right? We're just gonna go. You're gonna go by Meg.
Yeah, we're gonna. You can only be called Meg now.
You have to go by Meg now, right? You can have one name. You can just be Meg.
Oh my God,
that'd be kind of funny.
I don't know what American Riviera Orchard is. Like ARO is even a really bad acronym too. Like it's just, it doesn't flow well. ARO. Like it doesn't.
No, it's very disjointed.
It must mean something. There must be some meaning behind it.
I don't know. Maybe.
I don't know. Choice has been made and I'm not sure.
I don't know. I guess we have to wait to see if this ever plays out. Right?
But you know what did play out?
Oh.
Facebook Tuesday.
Right.
God damn those people.
What did sauerkraut ever do to people?
What did sauerkraut ever do to people?
Like, I get what jalapenos did to people. I get jalapenos. I don't get what sauerkraut ever did to people, Samantha.
Well, and apparently tomatoes. Ew.
That's your boyfriend. Ew.
Yeah. There's a lot of people who didn't like tomatoes.
I know.
And then grilled onions. That was right. A big one too.
Yeah. Hi. But if I had just had onions, they would have hated onions too.
The raw stuff.
The raw stuff, right? At least grilled is a little bit more pleasant. But I didn't understand. That's all I thought all day. What did sauerkraut do to you?
Well, because it's sour. Not everybody likes it.
Do you think everybody's tried it?
Well, maybe.
Right? I don't know.
I love sauerkraut.
I do too. My dad and I used to eat it all the time.
Love it.
Right, we used to put ketchup on it.
Oh.
Well, everything back with me and my dad had ketchup.
Ketchup on it.
Right. Yeah.
But yeah, no, everyone had some strong thoughts about their hot dog topping. So thank
totally.
You.
Thank
everybody.
You.
Everybody. That was delightful.
I know, right? We're just looking, two girls looking at ways to elevate the hot dog.
Yeah. And I didn't want to slam anyone for taking out sauerkraut, but I was questioning those people who took out sauerkraut and jalapenos, but left tomatoes.
I started wondering
about those who left tomatoes.
Really? I didn't understand why tomatoes were offensive either.
Because who puts tomatoes on a hot dog?
Hi, just diced up tomatoes? Yum.
No.
I would do that.
No, I would not.
I would put almost anything on a hot dog, I think.
Well, because you're weird like that.
No, because I love hot dogs and toppings.
I know.
Right? I love toppings.
Toppings, sauces.
Sauces and toppings, right? That's where I'm most comfortable, in toppings and sauce.
Oh, yep. Your lips and your assholes and a hot dog.
Yeah, totally, right? Just, you'll never, ever get me to hate a hot dog, ever.
I know.
Ever, right? Remember after I had my heart attack, they were like, no hot dogs? Pretty sure my heart's going to have to learn to compensate for this.
Oh, God, that's right.
That's just how it goes.
All right. Okay, well, guys, you know that we love it when you connect with us. So I'm going to remind you again that all you have to do is search I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam and boom, there we are. We've got Facebook, we have Instagram, we have Twitter, and we have TikTok, and we have a YouTube channel. And again, in YouTube, I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam. Boom, there we are. Full episodes of our latest stuff. Please come subscribe, check it out, have a good laugh at us, watch us do weird stuff.
The whole bit.
Watch Lisa cough.
Cough, wipe my nose, right? Make faces at Sam, roll my eyes.
Yes, all the fun stuff.
I feel we're very animated, actually.
For the most part. We do a Patreon, which is patreon.com/ishakemyhead. For as little as $2 a month, you get the episode early and an extra episode every month. And we do reside on a network called She Podcast. So it's shepodcast.com/ishakemyhead. We just joined that a few months ago. So if you guys want to listen to us there, you can. But again, guys, all you have to do, search I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam. Boom, there we are. Use any app, any podcast platform that you have, that's where we are. We just ask you download and subscribe to us.
You know what I think, Samantha? I think we need to have a call out to people because we haven't seen our Facebook page grow very much lately.
No. Right? And we need a call out for our YouTube channel.
Right, we're stuck at 88 again. Right? We do so good and then we just like flatline.
And then we flatline.
Right? And that's the same as our Facebook page. So everybody likes all the fun. You got to have some more friends out there that want to have some fun.
Yeah. Invite them.
And if they want to listen to the podcast, that's a bonus.
Yeah.
That's a bonus, right?
We're just crazy that way.
It's just lighthearted conversation.
Yeah.
That's all it is. Okay, Samantha, again, shaking my head at something this week.
Okay.
Right? I'm shaking my head. Of course, it's my whole theme of the day, which is no socks, right? So I'm shaking because it was very freedom. That's how it felt, right? Okay. I'm shaking my head at how we wore socks without shoes forever.
Uh-huh.
Forever. We never had socks and shoes, right?
Uh-huh.
But now for some reason, we feel we have to wear sockets that don't stay on your feet.
They don't stay on your feet.
My socket today, because of course I wore them, the minute I put my shoe on and took one step, I wasn't even at the car yet. They already were not on the back of my feet.
Did your shoes fit you?
Yeah. I think my feet lost weight. My feet got skinny. That bunion's not in high gear right now. That's the problem.
No, your bunion had a vacation in your boots.
Bunion loves the boot, right? Right. It's a little bit red today. It's like, hey, hi, what's going on here? Right?
Yeah.
But yeah.
Because we didn't even think about putting a socket on.
5 years ago? 5 years ago, we didn't even think about a socket. We just put shoes on.
Yeah.
Right? Didn't care. So I don't know why all of a sudden now it's all about a socket.
Because the retail giants in the world made a socket and then they hoofed it upon us.
But then they leave you out to dry. They hang you out to dry with the socket because it doesn't stay on your whole foot.
No.
So that's great. I got toes, but I got a big old empty heel.
Well, you know, but you have like chicken-like features on the lower half of your body.
I do.
So I'm not entirely surprised that that socket doesn't stick around.
But it's weird. Why can't I find a socket that fits?
I don't know.
Right? My feet are not conducive to sockets.
You need to find a socket that has like a little pulley in the back so you can like pull it tight so it stays.
Well, it's got that little piece of rubber that doesn't hold it.
Because that's not helping you at all.
Right. It's not helping me at all. Right. Now it's like everything else that I wear, just like a pant rolls down. Right. The socket rolls down my foot. Right. And I just keep it there all day. Rolled down.
Yeah.
Yep. That's what I do. I don't even care. I'm like, whatever.
That's not good.
You're just going to stay there, socket. And then when I came home and I took my shoes off, there I was just with toes. Mike's kind of like, huh? I'm like, don't ask. That happened at 7:15 this morning.
That's funny.
I know. So I'm shaking my head at sockets.
Well, I'm shaking my head at watching a cat eat a cob of corn.
I've seen that.
I'm sorry, but that cat looked like a freaking vampire.
It's horrible.
Chomping on that cob of corn. And I was like, I am so freaked out by this right now. I am so disturbed.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is so disturbing.
It's bizarre.
What the fuck?
Totally weird and bizarre.
I'm like, that is the shit. I shake my head at the shit that lands on social media.
I know. It's awesome.
And then I stare at it long enough to interpret what the hell is going on. And I'm like, why am I paying attention to this?
Right?
But then I couldn't drag myself away from it because the cat's eyes were big and its fangs were like digging into the corn cob. And I'm like, this is freaky shit, man.
So bizarre. Hey, I've seen that cat eat that corn. It's weird. Really weird.
I didn't get it.
A cat's weird.
I didn't get it.
Right? It's like those chickens that are like, Michelle. Right? Right? What's with those guys?
Yeah, that's like the cats that I saw a cat video where the cat was like, Mom. Right. Mom. And I'm like, is that engineered or
why are
that
we doing that
for real?
Yeah, why are we doing that?
It's
bizarre. So bizarre, right? So
I don't understand it.
You can shake your head at weird shit like that, Samantha.
Okay, all right.
This isn't even an I shake my head. It's a somebody needs to explain this to me.
Oh God.
Well, friends in America, I'm assuming this happens all over the world because it's not just Canada that has sun, but I need to understand, Samantha, why school kids in Canada have to have a day off. I think it's next Monday when it's the eclipse.
Are they afraid that the kids are going to look at the eclipse?
We went to school with the eclipse, and we were told, what did you tell a Gen X kid? Your teacher would say, don't look up at the sun, Lisa. Okay. And what would they say? Because if you, and you'd be like, okay, why? Because if you do, no, they'd say, number one, because I said so. But then if you did get an answer out of them, they'd say, because it'll blind you. Good enough for me.
That's and a good we reason. Didn't.
Yeah. Now they got special glasses, and now they have to have a day off school. Right?
Oh my God.
Like, hi.
Apparently Niagara is the ideal spot to view the eclipse.
My and dad was saying that.
And they're expecting a like what is it, a million people?
A million people. They're like declaring a state of emergency in Niagara Falls because so many tourists are flocking.
Oh my God.
It's you know what it is? Let's just pretend nighttime. It's nighttime. The sun covers the moon, whatever, something it gets dark. Uh-huh. Why do we care?
But the hotels in Niagara are taking full advantage of it, and they're charging like $1,000 a night for that.
$1,000 a night?
Yeah. So don't tell me that somebody's not making a dollar off of this.
Oh my God, right? I just don't get it. I think it's cool, sure, but that's
but why do they? I don't understand why the kids have to be off either, though.
Why do you have to be off? Like, keep them inside for recess or something.
Yeah, that makes no sense.
Right? I don't know. It just seemed weird to me, hey?
Well, and especially here, we're not supposed to be getting as much of the eclipse, apparently, or something?
I don't know. No, I think Ontario is supposed to be the optimal, right?
Oh, is it?
Okay. Yeah. So
well, it is the center of the universe, Lisa.
Right? Totally. But I think it also has to be like a lot of things have to be perfect that day. Can't be a cloudy day. If it's a cloudy day, mm-hmm. not much of an eclipse. Like there's lots of weird things.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just know back in my day, they said, go to school. Right? You just went to school.
You just went to school.
And thought, huh, seems dark. Yeah. Right? That was it. That was the end of it.
Because why couldn't you just keep the kids inside?
You could. Of course you could. Yeah. Oh, but they got to go for, to and from the car.
Well,
then you raise stupid kids.
It's weird.
I don't know. Kids are different kids today than when we were just like, that's the problem, right? Because we don't scare kids anymore. Right? We don't scare kids. Today's parent doesn't scare kids like our parents did.
Oh, yeah, I guess so.
We grew up with fear in our hearts, right? Right? Going to give you something to cry about. Mm-hmm. Everything was a threat, but it worked. It worked. But the desired effect was true, right?
And some would argue that that's not necessarily the best way to do it.
Well, I don't know. I feel that we did okay, right? And again, I feel that's part of the reason why you and I both separately decided not to have children. Because guess what? I probably am going to be a 70s mom, right? And it's going to be frowned upon. When all the other kids are having a time out.
Yeah.
And my kid's getting spanked.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. It's not good.
Not good. We were not meant to be parents.
I mean, even as an auntie, like if I was playing games with my niece and nephews, yeah. I don't let them win.
No. Right. That's not life.
That's not.
Not life.
Not how it's not how we play this.
Nope. Right.
Figure it out.
Yeah.
Let's get competitive.
Right. Let's see if you can beat me. More power to you.
And then when I did win, I would be horrible.
Well, you are you're a bad winner. Right. You are you're a bit of a goater, a bit of a hold it over your header. Right. You're not maybe not the best example in how to win.
Yeah, I know. But right. I mean, that's and parents don't do that. They're like, we're gonna teach our child and da 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 da. And I'd be like, no.
Right? Because we're
war,
in the
play.
Kids today are in the generation of everybody gets a trophy. Really? I remember being first, second, or third, you got a trophy. Yep. Nobody else got a trophy.
Nope.
Right? Nobody else.
There was no participation ribbons.
Right? There definitely was not, right? How many times did you not go home with a ribbon?
Right? Lots.
There's lots of days with no ribbons.
Whatever. We survived.
We survived just fine, right? Yeah. It's weird.
Oh, okay. So what is more important to have organized? Your fridge, your cupboards, your bathroom, your bedroom, or your office?
Oh, that's tough. Well, I'm going to say office because that's probably the right answer.
No, because yours is probably just a horrible mess.
It's not a horrible mess, but it's piley. Right? It's piley.
I have no doubt.
Right. And you know, sometimes when I get bored and I just stop something in it in my tracks,
yep,
it gets left there. But I clean it. I get to it. I get to it. I'm a creative thinker. That's why. I don't know. I hate a disorganized fridge. I don't like any of those things being disorganized. Like my cupboards are really organized.
You have a very
organized
uniform look to your home.
Right. It's totally right. Like we're very, that's where it goes all the time. Yeah. What do you think?
I think it's good if your office is organized because then you can, I don't know, feel like you can work in your own space.
Like guaranteed, Lisa and Sam have very different offices.
Mine's very clean.
Right, right. And mine wants to be.
My fridge is, I mean, it doesn't have like sections of where things go, but I put it in certain spots so I remember where it is. Right, my cupboards are not as organized as they could be.
No, you're not a good cupboard person.
No, but my bathroom's pretty, it's not bad.
It's not bad.
Yeah.
I was in your bathroom looking for something. I could find it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Although I'm not sure what I'd be looking for.
I'm not sure what you'd be looking for either.
Because would you ever, are you one of those people that would just check out people's stuff?
No, that's rude.
I mean, I would never do that either. I think it's
horrible. No, of course not.
I wouldn't check out somebody's cupboards. Not in the bathroom. Not, that's your private spot. Right? I don't want to, like maybe you got weird shit in there. I don't want to know that about you. Right? I don't want to know.
All right.
Just not my thing. Okay, but here, this is what I've been thinking, right? Because, you know, we're getting closer to summer. I feel we need to have chip trucks resurface.
Was that even a thing?
Yeah, like when I grew up in, like I grew up in Ontario, we had chip trucks. My dad and I used to, always down by the lake, there was a chip truck. And they just did chips.
I don't think I've ever seen that here.
You've never seen a chip truck?
Or maybe at the...
Like at the lake or something?
No, not at the lake.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know.
They just do chips.
Okay.
I feel we need some good chips this summer.
Well, you've taken away my snack.
I haven't taken away your snack. Nobody said that you get to own chips. It's a potato. God made them plentiful.
Okay, so when you say chips, do you mean french fries?
I mean french fries. Okay. Yeah. Have you seen a french fry truck?
I'm sure there is something around like that around here.
You want to start one?
No.
You want to make a french fry truck with me?
No, I don't.
Let's have a french fry truck. How fun would that be, right? We'd be like in a truck. So it'd be like a van, like a little van, right? And we would have like a food truck. It would be our french fry truck.
No.
Part of the, it does, I don't want it to be part of the Boom Baby Bakery franchise. I just want it to be Lisa and Sam's chips. And Sam's chips.
Nope.
Lisa's chips.
No.
Because Sam hates chips.
No, because this is what I see. Right. I see this being a great idea for you only if I do all the work.
Listen, you always give me the bad end of it. Like, you paint me out to be bad.
You are horrible.
I'm a delegator. So I would just be like, hey, did you want to peel the potatoes? I'm going to take the coin. I'm going to take the customer's money.
I said that at family dinner on Sunday. And they looked at me like I'd lost my mind. I'm a delegator. I don't know what you want me to say.
I delegate. That's what I do.
Like, I got out of doing something and I'm like, I'm a delegator.
I'm a delegator. I delegate you to do it so I don't have to. Right? Right. We learned that in our retail world together.
Yeah, you got to delegate.
Right? Why are you doing that? Why are you doing that? Why are you not delegating that? Okay.
Oh my God.
I will delegate. Fine. We won't have a chip truck then.
No, because I'm going to have to do all the work and I don't want to do that.
Yeah, well, guess what? They'd be the best chips ever. And I wouldn't, and then you would love chips again.
I don't like to cook. I'm not cooking for other people if I don't even cook for myself.
It's not bad. It's just they go into oil.
Oh, God.
You don't even have to flip them.
Nope, I'm not. Stop talking.
Oh, I knew you'd say no.
Yep, as always.
Always.
I squash your dreams. I'm a dream squasher.
Totally a dream squasher, right? You're a dream killer.
Thanks. I appreciate that.
Well, I'm just saying. Maybe that was my dream.
Okay. It's not, but sure. Okay, so Drew Barrymore raised a really good question on our show.
Okay.
She said, should you keep clothes that don't fit anymore?
Oh, should you?
I don't think you should.
You don't believe in that I'm going to go back into it?
I think you can find clothes when you're ready to find clothes that...
Do you think it's because we're not going to go back into it? Like, is that...
No, because I think it's I think it plays with you, mentally? Your mental, yeah, because that's not a good thing.
Do you think it's like cyclical? Do you think it depends on our age? Like right now, I'm so close to almost just accepting the fact that this is Lisa. Right?
So close,
right? To just so being okay with all of it. And then I would just be like, fuck it. Because at some point, right, we don't judge old people anymore.
No, but I'm not 102 yet either.
I'm not saying that. And I'm not saying you have to wear ugly clothes, but I'm just saying, right, we keep our old clothes in the closet in hopes of one day going back to them.
I mean, there might be some pieces that have sentimental value that you don't want to give up. That's fine. But if it's just clothes you just don't even like anymore, and even when you put them on, you don't like them, you should give them away.
Yeah, right. And if they don't fit, they don't fit.
Yeah, give them away.
Because right? If I happen to lose my 20 pounds that I'd like to, or 15 or 20, then you know what? I'm going to go and buy myself a new pant.
Right.
Right? Because I don't want to fit into my old ones anymore.
No, you're going to want new clothes anyways. So you should just give it up.
Right.
Make it go away.
Make them go away. Right. Give them away to somebody who can use them.
Right.
Yeah, I agree with that too. I think I just don't think we need it. I think we carry so many clothes in our closet that, like, I remember one time when after I'd had my heart attack and HHG was at my house, I don't know, maybe visiting me or something. She was amazed at, she said, you only have one closet? And then she said, and you share it with Mike? And I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
Right? Because I don't have a lot of clothes.
No.
I only have what I like to wear.
Right. But that's a really good, that's a good theory. You should only have in your closet what you like to wear.
Right. Right.
There, then, go with that premise. Oh my God, Lisa, that's your new business.
Right.
Lisa goes to your home.
Cleans
and teaches you how to only keep what you like.
Right. Do you like this? No. Over here it goes. Right. When it's the 3 month rule. When was the last time you wore it? A year and a half ago. Bye-bye. You don't like it that much. You don't wear it. Right? You don't wear it. So you don't
like it. Oh my God. I just found your new side hustle.
Right? Yay. Pimp me out, Samantha. Pimp me out. Right?
Oh my God. That's awesome.
I know, right? So I have some disparaging news.
Oh, let me guess.
Oh. Don't guess.
The birds are not flying.
No, the birds are kind of flying. Like they're flying, half flying, not flying, kind of flying, right? So that's not great. But that's not even where I was going. So thanks for Thank you. I can't figure, I haven't figured out the baseball pool yet.
Oh.
I can't figure it out yet.
And you have three, so this is fun.
I got three on the go. Two I'm leading in. But I don't know how. I haven't made a trade. I haven't made a change. I'm going to have to invest some time in like YouTube and then learn it. I have to learn it because.
Yep.
Right? Like we're game 5, 6, 7 and out of 162, I can't let it get on. I can't let it get ahead of me.
Oh my God. There's 162.
How exciting, right?
Oh
yeah.
Does baseball still get played in the winter? Cause is that.
No, it ends in October.
So winter.
That's when the World Series is in October.
So winter.
Fall ball, they like to call it. Not winter ball, fall ball. Right? You seem to be mixed up on your seasons.
I'm not.
But you think now is closer to winter than it is closer to summer.
Uh-huh.
Do you know that 6 months till Halloween?
Can we just get through summer?
Right. I just saw that. I saw somebody posted something saying 6 months to Halloween. And then there was a meme and it said 3 months till stores look like this. And it was all Halloween shit. And I'm like, is that where we're at? We're at April, May, June, July, August, September, October. Yeah. Pretty close.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Crazy. Hey.
Can we just get through summer?
Yeah, let's get through summer, shall we? Let's just do that.
Oh my God. Know, okay, right? Learn your pool shit.
I know, I'm on it. I'm on it. I'm on it.
All right.
Right.
Okay, but apparently, the must-have item for spring is a versatile blazer.
What the hell is a versatile blazer?
I have no clue. Like, the words that they use to describe things, it's like, right? Versatile. What's versatile?
It's versatile.
It, like, turns in, one side is black, the other side's blue.
That's versatile.
What's versatile?
Right? I'm like,
one side is corduroy, one side's velvet. Like, right? What are we talking about for
do the arms unclip and then you have a short sleeve? That's versatile.
You've always been able to wear a blazer with a dress pant or a jean.
Yes.
Or a skirt.
Or a skirt.
Or whatever.
Yes, you have.
A blazer has always been versatile.
But not everybody can pull off a blazer.
No.
Right?
No, because I look like a certified football player in a blazer.
I look ridiculous in a blazer, too.
I look ridiculous. Right?
Slap a blazer on the HHG with her jeans, cute as a button.
Cute as a button.
By pulling it off.
Look ridiculous.
Yeah, I feel that there is not a versatile blazer in my spring wardrobe, right? I think people would be like, hi, why are you in a blazer?
Mm-hmm.
What's with your blazer? How's your big blazer?
Yeah, what's up with that?
What's up with that, right? I feel that I would look like I was wearing like a man's suit jacket. I feel the blazer would wear me.
Well, you know, the style now is an oversized blazer with really long sleeves,
right,
and oversized pants. So it's like an oversized men's wear look. And yeah. I'm like, well, that at least, you know, would be size appropriate. But I'm still not doing that. So
no, right? I'm still not doing it. What type of jeans now do they wear?
Wide leg is really popular right now.
Mm. Are you doing wide leg?
If I could find one that I like and works for me, I would do it.
You would do it?
Yeah. I've always liked wide leg, though.
Well, I remember I used to wear a wider leg, too. I didn't care.
You better not, because you're going to look ridiculous.
Right? But I must have always looked ridiculous, and nobody told me.
I don't know.
Remember we had like flare jeans? Like, that was long ago.
No.
Right? And I must have always looked ridiculous, and you never ever told me.
No, I think because you have lost some weight and now your chicken legs have never recovered.
They've like, never recovered.
They've never gone back to their fighting weight.
Right. That's a good point. That's a good point, right? They get lost in pants. They're totally lost in pants.
They do.
Right? They just, you sure? At least now when I have my big white ankle at the bottom of them, people are like, oh, you got legs in there.
Oh, look at that.
Right? Now I'm just blinding you with my whiteness. Right?
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to say no to the versatile blazer.
Oh, screw people. I don't
care. Right?
I don't care.
Let's go back to the twins.
No. We are not. Going back to the twins.
I know. I'll Google it when I'm
Shut done. Up, Lisa.
Just curious. I just want to wish them well on their
way. Yes.
Right.
Yes. Right. Like, okay. Right? All right. So guys, we would like your feedback on what we talk about. So send your comments to Lisa ismhead@gmail.com. You might just find it being mentioned during an episode. And just a reminder that you can get some I Shake My Head swag at Threadless, which is ishakemyhead.threadless.com. We'd like to thank John Jamingo for putting together our episode and helping us with the video that we put out on YouTube. So don't forget to subscribe to YouTube.
Subscribe. Right?
Yeah.
Samantha, it's another week in the books.
Woohoo!
Next week, or the week after, I believe we have an anniversary coming up.
Oh, dear God. It's already that time again?
Already that time. I believe it'll be the 8th anniversary of you and I sitting in the car talking about Harlequin romance novels and soap operas.
God, yes. When we didn't know any better.
Episode, right? We talked about how everybody wanted to marry a man like Jake McKinnon from another world.
Yeah, back in the day.
Right? And how your mom and you loved Harlequin romance novels.
Yes, my mom got me hooked on Harlequin.
My grandmother had a separate room. Her storage room was Harlequin. I can't believe it's not Butter Fabio novels. the hell is this? Right?
That's funny.
Everybody read those. So yeah, I think we're getting close.
Cool.
Kind of crazy, hey?
All right.
Right? And friends of the podcast, we're going to be back in the car again. Posting a little clip here and there.
Yes, little clippies.
Right? Little clips, right? We're just trying to get out there, but we need your help, right? You got to help us, right?
Check out our socials.
Spread the word.
You know where we are.
Okay. Before we sound like we're begging.
Uh-huh. And now John is like imaginary John. Wrap it up.
Right. That's what he said. Isn't that joke?
Yes.
That's what he says. Okay. Mantha, anything else?
Nope.
Always a pleasure.
It should be.
Who's a pretty girl? I'm a pretty girl.